Shalom Avracha, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, continue Peleoyitz, share number 294. On the topic of Das, where the Peleoyitz concludes this discussion with three more points, where he tells us a person needs Das when it comes to Shmir Samamon, how to take care of your finances. You need Das, proper understanding, as well as Shmir Saguf, how to take care of your body. If you're healthy, you can serve Hashem. Shmartim Oid Es Nasha Seichem. We need Das, whether it's speaking to a financial advisor, whether it's speaking to a dietitian, or just getting the knowledge and applying it. One needs Das. Then he brings two conflicting psukim, apparently conflicting psukim. On one hand, he tells us that Das, understanding, is needed in regards to one's money, as well as protecting one's health, psukim and mishle. However, then he tells us, from Mishle and Kehelis as well, Loy lach hachamim lachem. It's not necessarily the person's a chacham, not because he has das, will he have parnasa? V'navol ki yizbal lachem. And these psukim connote that wealth and health are not dependent on the wisdom. So which one is it? Do you need a das? According to some psukim, you do. V'das chadam yamalu, v'achachma tichaya valel. So Pesher Hadvarim, he says as follows. The way to clarify and understand is like this. The shloishim min gzeirois yesh. There are three types of gzeirois in regards to these topics, says the Peleoyitz. What are the three gzeirois? The gezer means there's a decree from Shemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say the person will be wealthy, the person will be healthy, irrelevant of how hard he works, how hard he doesn't work. If a person is nigzer on him, min Shemayim, for whatever reason, which is beyond our knowledge, that he will be healthy, that he will be wealthy, no matter what the person does, it will happen. That's the gezer. Sometimes a person will be a wealthy person, will be elevated for not doing anything. It doesn't happen like this all the time that we know of, but it can happen, of course. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu can elevate a person, even can negate the person's rotzen. Look at Shaul HaMelech. Shalom Melech, look at David Melech. They didn't look to become the king. These were of the most humble people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, I want you to be the Melech. It was Keneged Ritzoinam. So there could be a situation where a person can become wealthy, can get covered, even though they're not looking for it. V'chein, im nigzer alav shia chay u'bari, so too, if a person is decreed upon him to be healthy and to live, even if Yavor b'mayim, even if he'll pass through waters, dangerous, treacherous waters, he'll survive. V'im nigzer olav shia ani, but on the other way around, the flip side, if the person is decreed upon him to be a poor person, to be an ani, or rachman l'tzlan, that he should leave this world, he should yamas, he should die, or he'll be meduka b'yisurim rachman l'tzlan, suffering with tremendous sufferings, no matter how much he'll toil, no matter how much das he'll use. Kol yigiyoy lurik, everything will be for nothing. All of his efforts will be worthless. Why? Because these are the gzeiros of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'layuchul levatel gzeiros shemayim ki lo yechtel evyon. It's impossible, if this is the gzeiro min shemayim, that's what Hashem wants of the person, that's what's going to happen. That's the ratzon Hashem. The Ratzon Hashem is that the person should be an Ani, Meduka be Yisurin, that's what's going to happen. I think there's a Gemara in Tainus, at the end of Tainus. I think it's with Rabbi Lazar. He comes home, he asks his wife what's for dinner. I'll embellish the Gemara drop. And you know, he's like, she picks up that cover on the platter, and there's a peel of a garlic. And he faints and he passes out. And he says, that's all I have to eat, the peel of the garlic. And in his dream, he has a conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what more can I do? To which Hashem says, do you want me to start the world all over from scratch so that your mazel, your situation, should be different? And he wakes up. This was his ratzon. He was mekabel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is the first madrega, the first level of this gezeira that we're discussing here, where if it's the ratzon Hashem, nothing will change it. Nothing can change it. Now we discuss the second type. The second type, the second gezeira, is as follows. Alam yesh sheyigzu olam in hashemayim she'eloi hachayim ha'shalom v'ishar al pi ha'teva. There are some people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will decree upon them that they're going to have life al pi ha'teva. Gzeira, they're going to have whatever they put in the efforts, and it's going to be, they're going to see the reward. They're going to see the wealth. They'll see the health. They do their exercise and eat healthy. They'll see the rewards. They'll see the profits. V'fi charifusoi, v'shtadlusoi, l'fi shmirosoi, v'hanagosoi, according to the person's diligence and his efforts and how he conducts himself, Hashem will reward the person accordingly. Al-kein le-mechush bo yishema kach gazro ha-chachmos yizbarach li-tein le-ish kefi daitem higiyosoi. So on the first level, the first gezeira, no matter what a person does, he can't change. The second gezeira, it's literally the fee of a person's actions. That's how Kosh Baruch will respond. Therefore, when a person goes out to his work, and he's going to make sure that he focuses properly on his parnasa and as well as his health. And Hashem will reciprocate. The person is doing good things. Hashem will give him good. Ach b'tnai shlo yevatel avoydes koina b'shvil ha'mamayinu. Now, there's a tnai, a very important condition over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want the person to be financially successful violating and transgressing the Torah and the mitzvahs, the Ratzon Hashem. V'lo yigal lahashir b'midida osir v'lo yivadil as ha-Torah k'day lishmar es gufa b'shmira yiseira. Person, Hashem does not want a person to amass wealth by stealing and by tricking people and by chas Hashem taking ribbis. Hashem doesn't want the person to become wealthy through Yisurim. And so too, Hashem doesn't want the person to become wealthy and take care of his body by missing out on Limud HaTorah and davening with a minyan on a regular basis. Ki zevade Hashem leitziva v'udavar shebechoiva o'mayne es ha'toiva. This, Hashem doesn't command, that's only going to prevent. If a person is not doing the mitzvahs, like the second paragraph of Kriya Shema, if a person is not doing the mitzvahs, he's doing the averus, Hashem's not going to give him good. And he'll say, one second, I see all these people are so successful, and I know what a scoundrel they are. Sometimes their financial success and their physical health is their biggest punishment because they don't wake up to do better, to do tshuva, to come back to Hashem. Now we come to the third and most unique relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, at the end of the day, we don't know what the gezeira is. We don't know what it is. So we have to put in the efforts. And we have to mekabel and accept. That's the Ratzon Hashem. B'chol ha'omer b'inyan hu, l'mi she'einai oyse ritzoyin shoychein eretz, tzorich l'nek minog derech eretz. What we just discussed until now is for those who don't commit themselves 100% to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they have to act according to the regular norm of society. And Hashem will reciprocate. They do mitzvahs sometimes. Hashem will reward them. Now a person who makes his work and he views it as, I put in the effort, I'm going to receive my reward, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you will be put into the category, into the zip code of Teva, of nature. And that's not where we want to be. However, Avol Ha'ish Hayore Yes Hashem, but the person who fears HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the person who fears HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's Yore Yes Hashem, Asher B'Tayras Hashem Chavtzai, and his soul desire, and her soul desire, is the Torah HaKdoisha, L'Roimim, the Torah HaKdoisha, to elevate the Torah HaKdoisha, to be Shomer the Mitzvahs with every Diktuk possible, in a normal, healthy way. Of Mitzvahs of Chavetz Ma'id, and the person desires to do the mitzvahs of Hashem. V'ahavta is Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavicha u'v'chol nafshecha u'v'chol ma'idecha. And we love Hashem. The person says it and lives it and works on himself to love Hashem with all of his heart, all of his nefesh, all of his financial resources. Everything Hashem gives him, he knows it's to help others. Loi la'atzmai nivra, says Rav Itzel of Elashner, that his father Chaim, in the Hakdama to Nefesh HaChaim, said, Loi la'atzmai nivra, you're not here for yourself. You're here lohoi la'achrinya, to give others, give others. Such a person like this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with him l'maylam n'teva. L'maylam n'teva, above the laws of nature. Yitzav Hashem ito yesabrocha l'maylam min ha'ma'arocha. Things won't necessarily make sense. Logically, how did this person rise to the top? The gufu yebari v'chazak, and his body will be healthy and strong. That doesn't mean the person's eating all the unhealthy foods. But Baruch Hashem, the person's healthy. The person's healthy and strong. Kabir koyach af ki yarbe inuyim v'omol v'toyruch. He is going to remain powerful, even though he has challenges and difficulties, and he's working very hard. Koyve Hashem echlifu koyach, because those who hope in Hashem, those who desire in Hashem, hoin v'oyshe bebeisam b'li migras. Wealth and riches, says the Pelyoyitz in the conclusion of this topic of Das, wealth and riches will be found in their houses, and they'll be lacking nothing. And you might say to me, one second, all these people I see, their mamish, they need parnasa. It could be another pshat, and I want to take the liberty perhaps to suggest that there are sometimes people who are never happy. They always need the next item. They always need the next new this and new that. Ezo asher sameach lechelka, he says in the Mishnah Perkei Avos, and perhaps maybe that's also what he's referring to. He said the Pelyoyitz is talking literally, Hashem will give them finances, and also internally, emotionally, the person is sameach bechelka. He's satisfied with what he has. Zeh pirush ha'pasuk. Maskil al davar yimtza toiv ubateach b'Hashem ashov. Pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Tezvah, Pasuk Chav. Maskil al davar. Person who undertakes a matter, yimtza toiv, a matter that he's contemplating with his knowledge, with his das, yimtza toiv, he'll find good. Ubateach b'Hashem ashav, and praiseworthy is the person who trusts in Hashem. Ratzolayma, she'enei maskel adavar elu b'teich b'Hashem. You know what this means here? He's not using his seichel. The level of das and seichel he's talking over here is that he's pushing that aside. He knows that he's limited with his das. This is the madrega. We started off with this topic. We had mentioned one of the highest levels of das is to know we don't know. But he's b'teich b'Hashem. And he concludes with the word ashrav, fortune is such a person, praiseworthy is such a person. Let us strive to be such people, that we strive to be b'teich b'Hashem. And we should be zeichet to see the brachas and aftachas of parnasa in our homes, of health in our homes, both financially, physically, so we could pay our bills, as well as emotionally, of Ezu Asher HaSameach B'Chelkai.